Lazy Boy is the country's largest manufacturer of upholstered furniture and also one of its best-known brand names. But these days, tough competition from companies like IKEA is cutting into Lazy Boy's revenues. Now, in one of the unlikeliest retail pairings since Martha Stewart and Kmart, Lazy Boy has hired New York designer Todd Oldham to update its image. The question is whether the younger consumers Lazy Boy wants to attract will go for a brand that's known as stodgy and suburban. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Say the word Lazy Boy and a certain image comes to mind. It's the overstuffed recliner in the rec room where Dad drank beer and watched sports on television. It's a product that's as much machine as furniture, more about comfort than smart design. That, at any rate, is the old Lazy Boy. And this is the new Lazy Boy, or so the company hopes.
Well, what we're standing in front of here is the Snap Sofa. And this is,
in his Manhattan studio, designer Todd Oldham shows off a new Lazy Boy sofa he's designed. It's all sleek lines with touches of mid-century modernism. He shows how the arms can be removed to convert it into a kind of chaise lounge, and the pillows on the sides and back can be moved around to alter the look even more. About the only thing the Snap Sofa doesn't do is recline.
I've actually had so many sofas physically wedged in my door in New York City, trying to even get it in my apartment. So I wanted to have something that could configure in lots of different ways, but actually could physically get through some of these ridiculously small doorways, and came out pretty good.
Oldham has designed a whole line of retro-looking furniture for Lazy Boy, including tables, rugs, chairs, and glassware. It comes in lots of bright new colors and faux animal prints, and in cool fabrics like ultra suede. The new line has gotten enthusiastic reviews in the press. Now the company is waiting to see whether it can help turn Lazy Boy's fortunes around. The past few years have been tough for the furniture industry. Low-priced imports from China are cutting into profits, and Lazy Boy's revenues have been flat. The company also has an image problem. It's not that people don't know Lazy Boy's name. Laura Champagne is an analyst at the investment bank Morgan Keegan.
Consumers very often come into a retailer store asking for a Lazy Boy when they really mean a recliner. Their name is synonymous with their core product.
But somewhere along the line, Lazy Boy became one of those quintessentially middle American brand names like Jell-O or Velveeta, a product that the fashion conscious tend to avoid.
Oh, dear God. Can you imagine anyone would have something like that in their living room? It looks like someone upholstered it in golf pants.
The Lazy Boy-style recliner is a running gag on TV's Frasier.
People seem to like this lazy guy.
Lazy guy, I wonder what they call the deluxe model, the hopeless slack ass.
Lazy Boy officials say its dowdy image is outdated. Jennifer Severtson is the company's director of brand and retail marketing.
I think that consumers know that we have comfort, that we own the comfort category really when it comes to furniture. And they look to Lazy Boy for high-quality products. But I'm not sure that we, in the past, have done the best job of getting the message out that we have some stylish products also.
That's where Todd Oldham comes in. The 42-year-old designer made his name creating $4,000 blouses for the likes of Julia Roberts, and he developed a big following on MTV's House of Style. With his tattoos and cool tennis shoes, he personifies a certain downtown aesthetic. When pressed, Oldham admits that traditional Lazy Boy recliners are not exactly his cup of tea.
Well, I don't... Their taste... That traditional taste is not really my taste. And I realize that it means a lot to a lot of people, so I'm happy about that. It clearly resonates, but for my eyes, it's a little puffy.
But Oldham jumped at the chance to work for Lazy Boy with its extensive manufacturing and distribution capacity and its entrenched place in the American psyche.
I thought it was like getting to work on peanut butter. You know, Lazy Boy is like one of these iconic brands. So it was very fun to get to go in and tinker with that.
Whether Oldham's tinkering succeeds will become apparent soon. The new line is just now hitting the stores.
Just purchased a Lazy Boy.
At the Lazy Boy Gallery in the New York suburb of Nanuet, Oldham's designs are already on the floor. The store's general manager loves them. On a recent morning, Brian and Marianne Riley, who are semi-retired, have come in to buy a pair of recliners. Marianne Riley stops in front of one of Oldham's sofas, something that looks like it belongs in a downtown loft. She says she likes the line, but would she buy it for herself?
Oh, no. We're more traditional, more old-fashioned. Well, we're 60.
I think our daughter would like it. She's 25 years old.
In fact, the company hopes the new line appeals to young people and especially to women who buy most home furnishings. Analyst Laura Champagne says one problem may be the new furniture's cost compared to what's sold by competitors like IKEA.
I think it's a little bit pricey for the customer they're trying to attract. We're talking about sofas priced at retail between $800 and $1,000, which for a 20-something, that's a lot of money.
Lazy Boy may have some trouble competing on price alone, if only because it makes most of its products in the United States. Still, the company is hoping that the new Todd Oldham line can succeed in bringing young people into the store and that they'll have a chance to see Lazy Boy's other products as well. Then, when they get ready to buy their own homes, Lazy Boy will seem like more than just their dad's recliner, and they'll come back to shop again. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.
A history of Lazy Boy recliners is at npr.org.